Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Get this. This was the original podcast back in 1992. When sports hit the internet, I was the first show to do so. And they told me, guess what? You're on the internet. I said, what are you talking about the internet? Bottom line is, of course, now we know what the internet was. The World Wide Web, the web, call it what you want. But the bottom line is, we are broadcasting live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, all over the world, CRM. Bottom line is, my name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I'm not only your host, I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion. One time I was nationally ranked, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So, allegedly, supposedly, I should know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? I'm freaking out right now. Dana White says he's taking over the sport of boxing. Guess what? I've never been tight with Dana White. Take it back. I had a relationship with him back in 2003. It lasted for about 4.5 months. That was it. Bottom line is, it sort of disintegrated when Dana went crazy on me. I wouldn't put up with it. Bottom line is, he wanted me to change a contract he had signed 3 months earlier. I wasn't going to do it. Of course, that ruined our relationship for the rest of the time. Hey, guess what? He went on to become a multi-billion dollar entity. Of course, the UFC starting, I think it was sold for like a couple of million dollars, less than $2 million originally, to the Fertitta brothers, Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta, of course, who owned the station casinos in Las Vegas. They had big time money, guys. Of course, blah, blah, blah. They had all this money. They bought it for like less than $2 million. They sold it for $4.2 billion. Holy cow. Let me tell you what $1 billion is, in case you don't know. It's $1,000 million. So that's, they sold it for $4,000 million. Think about that. Holy cow. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We've also got the chat going, of course, at twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. Frank1961's got some history for us. And, of course, today, March 8th, 1971, the fight of the century, Muhammad Ali, undefeated, coming back, of course, after a three-year exile for not going into the Vietnam War and evading the draft, of course, and Joe Frazier, the anointed, undefeated world heavyweight champion, went down, of course, 1971. March 8th, 1971. Much history to talk about today on today's show. And we're adding a new segment called Ask Pedro. What could go wrong? Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You hear that?
That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Mohammed, I hope I got a last-minute call. Joe could make it, and I hope everything should be all right now.
Well, you know, this looked like you just told me.
We don't want to stop any tapes or anything. We want to go straight ahead with this. You going to be all right?
Yeah, but you should have told me he was coming, at least.
Well, here is Joe Frazier.
Smoking Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali hooking it up, of course. Wow, 1971, March 8th, 1971. This was a fight that people either had to go to a theater and watch it on closed-circuit television or go to the fight live, of course, at the Garden. Frank Sinatra, one of the great entertainers of the time, he was a ringside photographer. I mean, it was a big ordeal, no doubt about that. Of course, Ali and Frazier. And Joe Frazier had these ugly green trunks on. I never could figure out what these trunks were. And then I asked him one time, and he told me those trunks were the same as his front room drapes. In other words, his theater room drapes at home, that's what he made his trunks of. I kid you not. So that's why he had those ugly green trunks for the first fight. Of course, knocking Muhammad Ali down in the 15th round. Actually hurting him, when he hurt Ali in the 12th round, Ali told me that was the hurtest, quote, he had ever been in his entire life. Of course, he'd been hit by Ernie Shavers and guys like that. But the bottom line is he said that was the hurtest he ever been. Speaking of hurt, let's bring in the king of hurt. Let's talk about Mr. Socrates Palmer. And how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, brother. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Bottom line is, it doesn't sound that clear, but we're working on it. Of course, today, big day. Anything in the New York? Are there any New York papers anymore? Like, would there be a paper writing about today being the anniversary of Ali Frazier?
You know, I haven't picked up the Daily News in quite some time. I'm assuming that there will be. You know, maybe they may run something from the Associated Press. But is there a regular boxing beat writer for the New York Daily News? No. Okay. And the Post, I can't really tell you.
Oh, of course, the Post.
It's become a dead sport.
Well, not with Dana White picking up the reins. Dana White's now the new czar of boxing. How do you feel about that?
Wait and see. You know, look, I think you can make a good case either way. You know,
you can make a big case for pimping guys off and paying them a millionth of what they're worth. I mean, these guys are fighting the UFC. They put their lives on the line. They're never the same after some of those fights, and they get what, $500,000 and Dana makes 35 or 40 million.
Well, let's see if he can run the same game in boxing, because it's a lot different. You know, you're talking about, you know, fighters. Okay, the UFC is very good at building up the brand of UFC, not necessarily individual stars. Boxing is kind of like the opposite. It's fueled by the stars, not necessarily the sport itself. It's going to be another platform for some fighters that are lesser known to to shine, because they're going to have all the money in the world behind it. You know, Turkey's behind it. They're going to have the ESPN machine behind it. And that's a big deal. So you may get a guy who's really not that good. He'll fool the people because he's on TV, right? It makes things a lot easier. You know, you're not going on an app, you know, to follow the sport, you know. And I'm pretty sure that they're going to try to put an American face, probably, safe to say, a fair-skinned face, as the face of that TKO brand, because that's what UFC does. That's where they're most successful.
Okay.
You know, so they have a target audience, and I'm sure they're going to do the right thing.
Okay, speaking of target audience, you're not coming through that clear. They're going to redial you right now. Daniel's going to redial you. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. We're talking about the fact the Saudi Arabian Sheikh, of course, has decided to take over the sport of boxing. He's hired Dana White as his right-hand guy. Of course, Dana White has done everything for the world of mixed martial arts, except make the fighters any money. I mean, I think that's the most important thing, is that the fighters need to get paid. They need to be compensated. When guys get knocked out and get choked out, they're not the same anymore. I mean, I look at these MMA guys. I look at guys like Chuck Liddell. Of course, he's one of the MMA stars of 10, 15 years ago, right? He can't spell Chuck. I mean, maybe if you put the letters together, say C-H-U. I mean, he'd have problems spelling Chuck. I mean, seriously, that's how bad the brain damage is from the world of mixed martial arts. I think it's far severe than boxing. And of course, people say to me, oh, well, you box. No. I'm going to tell you, when I hit somebody with a boxing glove, their head goes backwards. Bang, bang, bang. Their head goes back, the whole 9 yards, that kind of stuff. All right? When you hit somebody that's on the ground in an MMA fight with a 4-ounce glove, basically coming down on them, there's nowhere for their head to go. They can't go back. There's no shock absorber. Their neck's not going to absorb any shock. The only thing that's going to absorb the punishment is the skull itself and the brain itself. That's why the brain damage is so, I think, going to be so clear in about 10 or 15 years from now. Straight up, are we got sock ready to go? So we're trying to put sock together? All right, let's try. What, is Saki there?
Yes, sir.
All right, on. That sounds a whole lot. Listen, they're having all kinds of computer problems. I can't believe that they have computer problems in this studio, because I can't believe they have computers here. I mean, I'm serious. There was somebody running on a wheel back there. I thought that was how this place kept going, a hamster on a wheel. But the bottom line is, Daniel says there are actually some computers, and it looks like this one is working a little bit better than it was before. Now, Dana White. Larry Merchant don't like him. I don't like him. You like him?
Do I like Dana White? You know, I've never met the guy. So I'm 50-50 on him. I don't like a lot of the stuff that he does. I don't like necessarily some of the people he associates himself with. But I can also see the good that he does in terms of entertainment. He's built the UFC into a brand. It's probably the fourth biggest sports brand there is, behind like the NBA and the NFL and Major League Baseball. And he's a good businessman, you know. But some of the other stuff, I wish he treated his fighters at least financially.
Are you trying to tell me that I should have renegotiated that contract with Dana 4 months in?
Yeah.
I told you that story, right?
You did. He's a shyster. Yeah.
4 months in, he wanted
not
to cut.
Not an honorable person.
No, 4 months in, he wanted to cut the contract from $100 to $25. And when I told him where to go, he got offended and this and that. We haven't really talked since. Not that I miss him. Bottom line is, of course, he's a billionaire and he's an icon, and there's no doubt about that. He's built himself an incredible business. I mean, to go from like worth of $1 million or $1.5 million, what the UFC was worth when the Fertittas bought it, to sell it for $4,200 million or $4,100 million more than what they sold it for when they bought it for, I think that's the smartest business move I've ever heard of in my life.
It's a great flip, you know. I mean, you got to give the devil credit, you know. But even the whole UFC, the reality show, you know, I'm pretty sure they're going to come up with something similar like that. And that's how you know, they're going to try to reinvent the wheel, although, so to speak. And he says that boxing is his first love, you know, although when he was coming up, him and Bob Arum were always taking shots at each other, you know. And he still has to admit that he still has not produced a star as big as anyone boxing's ever produced. You know, there's never been a UFC guy.
But he's not. But here's what's up. I think what you fail to realize, or you mentioned it earlier, and now you're sidestepping it, is the fact that he's not looking to really build stars. He's looking to build a brand.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, there's no superstars going to come. No superstars ever come out of Dana's entities. I mean, John Jones should be like Clark Kent. He should be the Superman. He should be on the side of every cereal box in the entire world.
Absolutely. And he's not.
So
the only guy he could really say is Conor McGregor. And because Brock Lesnar brought his star into UFC, you know, and Ronda Rousey also. But Ronda Rousey cut her teeth in Strikeforce. You know, she was Gary Shaw's band, right? So as far as an organic superstar, probably only Conor. And like you said, John Jones should be, you know, on every Wheaties box. But then again,
come on, man. I mean, what he's done outside the cage, he's not on parole or anything like that, so I wouldn't go that far. He hasn't been sued. He's not getting sued left and right. Bottom line is he's had some issues in the past, but still, you can't take away from the fact that he's the greatest thing I've ever seen in the world of mixed martial arts. I mean, as far as heavyweight's concerned, I have never seen anybody even close to him.
Yeah, no, the guy is definitely on that Mount Rushmore in mixed martial arts.
And Dana treats him like a urinal.
He's trying to get him knocked off.
Pardon me?
He's trying to get him knocked off. He's fighting at the Garden, Aspinall?
He's always trying to get him knocked off. I don't know if he can. The only thing I think that'll knock John Jones off is maybe Father Time, as it does everybody else.
Yeah, that is certainly the undefeated man in combat sports.
No doubt about that. Let's go to an early break here. The sound quality is not the greatest in the world, but we'll deal with it. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 21, make it 22 minutes past the hour. This is a Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios, Saturday, March 8th, 2025. Going to the break, one of my favorite tunes from the Average White Band.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30.
So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I saw a picture of you in the paper 2 days ago, I think it was, cornered by a group of fans, mainly women.
Oh, I don't pay no attention to it. I don't consider myself a no attractive man.
Well, whether you want it or not, you are. I mean, people for years have been saying you're one of the most attractive men in the world.
I know it. I was just... I don't pay no attention. I just try to stay halfway decent looking. When boxing's a rough sport, and get hit a lot. And right after the fights, I run right to the dressing room, run right to the mirror, and I check and make sure I'm still, you know, presentable. It's a rough sport being pounded on all the time. A lot of people's features change. Mainly when I fight them.
Celebrating March 8th, 1971, the 15-round unanimous nod that Joe Frazier took over Muhammad Ali after nearly separating him from his senses in the 12th round and then knocking him down in the 15th round. Of course, he's closed out the show. Joe Frazier, in my mind, I know I get in trouble saying this, but I scored it on points. I thought Muhammad Ali won. So did Larry Merchant. But then again, you know, we can go with Joe winning and, of course, switch with the 15-round knockdown. Now, we go back to the phone lines, being are what they are today, and bring in Socrates Palmer, boxing's PhD. And we're about to start a new segment today called Ask Pedro. I have no idea where this is going, except maybe to civil litigation in court sometime, but the bottom line is hopefully not there. Bottom line is, Sock, let it go.
All right. Well, Pedro, in honor of Women's History Month, which is March, I've got a few names of some ladies, and you tell me the first thing that pops into your mind or any cool stories that you have in your interactions with them. Ready?
Go.
Lorraine Chargan.
The Dragon Lady, the second Dragon Lady. The original Dragon Lady was Eileen Eaton of the Olympic Auditorium. She was a promoter, the promoter for both wrestling and boxing on there. She was a millionaire. There was no doubt about it. She was a nasty lady at times when it came to negotiations. That's how she got the tag, the Dragon Lady. After she died, Lorraine Chargan assumed her persona, per se. And Lorraine Chargan, let me tell you, one day, James Page was future WBA welterweight title holder just for a minute. Him and his mother pissed away the title. But the bottom line is, he was the future WBA welterweight champion, and they're at the Concord Pavilion, and he's arguing with Lorraine Chargan over money, and he's calling her names, this and that. So I stepped in and put my arms, hey, pushed him aside, right? And so she goes, hey, I can handle my own beefs. I mean, that's how Lorraine Chargan was, I kid you not. So she was an amazing lady. She was moody. You never knew when you walked up to her. She sort of had a split personality. Lorraine was like the mob. She told me one time, I'm like the mafia, and I stole this line from her. You cross me, we're done.
Big old loyalty, I guess.
Yeah, let's go. Come on, man. Let's go. Let's go.
Jackie Callen.
Jackie Callen, of course, manager. She burst on the scene as the manager of, James Lights Out Tony when he grabbed the title back in 1991, I believe, from Michael Nunn, knocking him out on the very first TV KO pay-per-view. Of course, that was when HBO decided they would come out with their pay-per-view channel and make it all boxing, call it TV KO. And, of course, it was 1995 a month to begin with. But Jackie Callen burst on the scene with that. She had some prior relationships with some of the people in Detroit boxing, but the bottom line is they call her the first lady of boxing. More power to her. She was nice around me, and she was always a classy lady. There are no dirty stories to tell about Jackie Callen that I know.
Okay. Kathy Duva.
Kathy Duva, very attractive lady, wife of the late promoter Dan Duva, of course, the daughter-in-law of Lou Duva. By the way, Lou Duva died on March the 8th, and according to Frank, 1961, I'll get to that in a minute. But the bottom line is she still is a nice lady. I thought she was far more attractive than people gave her credit for. I thought she was sexy. There was a rumor that she had an affair with a fighter and then ended up having a fighter's kid and this kind of stuff. And the fighter told me, being Tony Aiello Jr., I don't know whether he's real or not. Of course, that's the rapist, the guy that went to jail for rape for a long, long time. Of course, he raped his neighbor. What he did was, it was New Year's Eve, 1983. He had signed to fight Davey Moore for the WBA junior middleweight title. That was going to take place in the early part of 1983. Of course, and then, of course, he got arrested on New Year's Eve right thereafter for raping his neighbor. What he did was he broke into her house, and then while he was sexually assaulting her, he took off his tube socks and stuffed his socks in her mouth. That's what a creep this guy was. So he went to jail for a long time, and it's always been rumored. He said, give me the DNA, Pedro. I'll prove to you that I'm the father of Kathy Duva's kid. So that's what Tony Ellis says. But as far as Kathy's concerned, she sort of like remained... She, you know, after Dan died, and I think Dan died about 1999, 2000, somewhere around there. Maybe I'm wrong. But the bottom line is, after he died, she tried to continue the business, and she got into a beef with Lou Duva and Dino Duva and those guys, and she separated from them. Of course, what is she telling me? She goes, when you sue somebody, when they sue you, it's probably time to walk away from them, whether they're relationships or not, of course. And I think I found that out when I sued my sisters, because we don't talk anymore. Next.
Wow.
Next, come on, man, let's go. This is rapid fire talk. What are you on, heroin today?
I said it, Christy Martin.
Christy Martin, of course, the coal miner's daughter. She was the face of women's boxing for a long time. I don't think she got nearly made the amount of money that she should have made, because she was being the supporting act, of course, on Mike Tyson shows, Julio Cesar Chavez shows, this kind of stuff, of course, for Don King. And I think that wacky manager or husband that she had, Jim Martin, he was the creepiest dude I've ever met. One of the creepiest dudes I've ever met. I met a lot of creepy people in boxing. A lot of creepy people. But this guy just was, he was creepy. And I don't know how to explain it, but he had the worst comb-over in the history of boxing. When I say a comb-over was, he was bald and he had hair on one side of his head and he combed it over. Okay, so he started off with the worst comb-over in boxing. After that, it just went downhill from there. I tried to interview him a couple of times and he was evasive, and all he wanted to talk about was himself, this and that, and not Christy and this. I said, man, I don't want to talk about you. He goes, my wife, this way. He kept talking about his wife, this and that, but it almost felt like it was an incestuous type of relationship. And then, of course, Christy Martin, after she retired from boxing, she decided she was going to divorce Jim Martin and marry a lady who she's married to right now. More power to her. They've been married and together for a long time. So when she told Jim Martin that, Jim Martin, being the piece of work that he was, he shot her, Daniel, he shot her and he stabbed her. And she didn't die. That's what a bad broad Christy Martin is. You can't get no badder than that. Shot her and stabbed her, and she's still walking and talking.
And that piece of work is doing 25 years for second degree murder.
Pardon me?
He's doing 25 years for second degree murder.
Is that his volume or is that our volume? He was low, so we turned him up. You know, we're having so many problems today. I just want to, like, this. I just wish. Anyway, you are tuned to Ring Talk. My people know when I get irritated and when things start going crazy on here, and Daniel's doing the same thing. He's like throwing things around, not doing things like Sky Cuddy used to do. I mean, Sky Cuddy used to throw stuff against the glass, and it's a soundproof glass, folks. But guess what? Cuddy would throw stuff against the soundproof glass so hard I could hear it. You hear that, Scott? You hear that, Sock? I mean, it's a soundproof glass, Scott. You can't hear anything, okay? And he would throw things so hard you could hear it. And, of course, Daniel doesn't throw things because, you know, Daniel's not as volatile as Scott Cuddy was. Anyway, that four women, that does pretty good. Let's talk about last week's fight. Gervonta Davis, Lamont Roach, of course, March 1st, coming to us from the Barclays Center. I thought there was some scandalous stuff going on there when the referee missed a knee in the ninth round. Of course, I'm talking about Gervonta Davis taking a knee in the ninth round and then going and sticking his head outside the rope. So basically, he said timeout for a while. I don't know if that's legitimate. I don't think you can call a timeout in boxing. And anytime you take a knee, you are indicating that you need a timeout and that a point has to be taken away or the fight has to be stopped or something like that. Bottom line is, I think that when they scored the fight 114-114 twice, as an even fight for a draw, and of course didn't give Roach that one point. That point would have given him a split decision. I truly think that he got shafted, he got robbed, and now they want to put him in with Keyshawn Davis. He's probably not going to win that fight. In other words, he's going to get screwed for winning and getting screwed. You know what I'm talking about?
I've seen this movie before. Listen, bottom line is, Steve Willis, who I've known for over 20 years, I remember him in the amateurs, choked. He choked. Tank Davis, people, you know.
No, he didn't choke. He didn't. You say it's a choke. You're acting as if, like, he didn't know what time it was. He knew what time it was. He decided not to look at the clock.
But he's a corrupt individual. It's either incompetence or corruption, you know.
Time out. We've gone down this road time and time again. Corruption or incompetence. I mean, either way, the guy probably shouldn't be getting a gig. And you know, and Tommy D defends Harvey Dock and what he did with the Haney fight. I mean, I'm serious. So those are two horrible referees, and they're like in the main play. You can see them almost every other week on television if you watch.
They get a lot of work, absolutely. They're very prominent officials here in the New York tri-state area. It was a bad call. And the worst part is the New York State Athletic Commission had a chance to rewrite a wrong, and they denied it. You know, they're sticking by their guns. The fight was a draw. But let's give credit to Lamont Roach for a second. He was supposed to play the role, right? He had no business, you know, going past eight rounds. And he showed that the increase in weight could be to his benefit. He was filled out. He looked a lot bigger than Tank. I thought the only reason that he had not much of a chance was the punching power. I thought he buzzed Tank. And that shot that caused Tank to take a knee was a sharp shot to the eye. And that's what caused that knee. It was well placed. Lamont Roach became not a household name, but he made a name for himself, and he's going to be a player moving forward because that type of performance will only breed confidence when he faces everyone else.
Good point. I'm going to have to cut you off. Listen, the quality, the phone quality was terrible. It's not on you. It's not on me, but it was terrible, and I apologize to all the listeners out there. Sock, have a great day. Hug the wife and the kids.
Thank you, brother, for having me on.
Respectfully always, that is my man, of course, boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. I'll be back with something live after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I'll be on the road, so I got to get on the telephone.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialists right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I mean, obviously, I want to go back and watch it, but clearly in there, man, I thought I won. I thought I did enough to get the victory over a spectacular fighter. I told y'all from the beginning, man, that I got the skills to pay the mother bills. I've been telling y'all that. And I'm just glad I got to show it, honestly. I'm glad I got to show it. I appreciate, like I said before, I appreciate True Boxing Media. Some guys that didn't count me out. So that's just how I feel, man. I think I won. And, you know, I can't wait to do it again. I can't wait to dance again.
Bad connection, man, what the judge is thinking. I'm talking about Lamont Roach now, of course, 25-2-1. Of course, Gervonta Davis getting that draw on his ledger, getting buzzed a couple of times. Bottom line is referee Steve Willis. Socrates Palmer, boxing PhD, said he's known him since the amateurs, but he actually choked. So, and then, of course, we come up with the actual question, is it corruption or is it ineptness? The bottom line is we see it week in and week out with these boxing officials. You don't see it in the NFL. You don't see it in the NBA, but you see it in boxing. Why? Think about that. Boxing is a red light district of sports. Now, anyway, the scores were Glenn Feldman had it even at 114-114. Earl Malinsky had it 115-113 for Lamont Roach. And one judge had it, I take that back, for Gervonta Davis. And one judge had it 114-114. 115-113 means 7-5 in rounds. 114-114 means 6-6 in rounds as far as an even fight's concerned. But when you consider the fact, of course, that Davis took this knee in the ninth round and then he ran outside the ring and did something, said it had something in his eye. But the bottom line is he got buzzed. And he got buzzed. And that's the reason why this took place. And had the referee done his job, I mean, and then get this, the New York State Athletic Commission has instant replay. Daniel, are you going to believe this? They said the instant replay wasn't working. I'm telling you, for this huge event at the Barclays Center, it's all worldwide on television. They're bragging about being the best athletic commission in the entire world, the New York State Athletic Commission. We are the face of boxing, this kind of good stuff, and their instant replay didn't work. They didn't need the instant replay. You didn't need to see it again. You saw it the first time. You saw him take the knee. Once he took the knee, case closed. We got to take a point away, give him a standing eight count because he has surrendered. Bottom line is, as I said, the scores were 114-114 twice. Had they given Lamont Roach that point, he'd be 26-1-1 instead of 26-1-2 now with a 12-round decision. He definitely deserved that. I thought it was a bit of a ripoff. And, of course, now Sock was talking about the fact that the Athletic Commission talked about, you know, maybe considering, you know, hey, we're going to consider changing the results, and then they didn't, and I can't see why. I mean, it was so blatant. I mean, you can't get much more blatant than that. Anyway, the entire card seemed to be like it was a bunch of rip off decisions. Sandor Martin got ripped off. I mean, it was crazy. People want to talk about the fact that boxing is on the up and up. I don't know. The best fighter I thought on last week's card that I saw, besides Roach, was Gary Antoine Russell. Of course, Gary Antoine Russell beat Jose Valenzuela, who beat he's a guy that scored 121-108, 121-108, 121-108, and Jose Valenzuela never won a minute of a round. Of course, this is a guy who in his last fight, I mean, he had beaten Isaac Pitbull Cruz. So, I mean, Cruz came in like a 3 or 4 to 1 favorite, and he won a split decision. I thought he won a lot. I mean, he won clearly going away to Valenzuela, but guess what? Not on this evening. He lost to Gary Anton Russell going across the board. Scores 119-109, 119-109, and 120-108. I had it 120-108. He did not win a minute of a round. So Gary Antoine Russell looks like he might be a player at 140 pounds of super lightweight. Of course, 140 pounds, got some good fighters, but that Sandor Martin event, man, Sandor Martin got the shaft a while back, and I guess when you're sort of like, you got this curse about you, I hate to say it is a bit of a curse because, you know, the curse is if you can't punch, you're going to get screwed. They're going to find a way to screw you. If you win fights and you can't punch, they find a way to job you. I'm not trying to say that boxing isn't boxing per se. In other words, you know, guys like Pernell Witter could do it and things like that. But for the most part, if you can't punch, you're in a gunfight with a knife. So that just doesn't work. And of course, we'll look at those decisions on March 1st. I was like, I don't know what to say. I mean, I think I'm being tongue tied today, and I'm trying to be nice here. But I'm telling you, Russell, of course, was the star of that card. Of course, the Tank Roach draw on top. But I got to tell you, when I looked at that Sandor Martin fight, I'll get that just for a second. Anyway, Jonas Tellez defeated former world champion Julian J. Rock Williams. Remember J. Rock? We had him on the show when he was undefeated like about 4 or 5 years ago, 29-5-1, sort of lost like almost 5 rounds in a row. Anyway, bottom line is he did have some titles at one point in time. Scores 119-109, 117-111, and 118-110. And, here we go. WBC lightweight champion Albert Pollo, 24-0, retained his title with a 12-round split decision over Sandor Martin. Sandor Martin, 42-4, 15 KOs. The 15 KOs, if you can't punch, you're going to get screwed. Scores were 115-113 for Pollo, 116-113 for Pollo, 116-112 for Pollo, and 115-113 for Martin. Of course, and then Fight News comes up to it and says, close fight with many giving Martin a nod. Bottom line is he got robbed. Why can't Fight News just come out and say the guy got robbed? He got robbed. They stuck a gun to his head and they stole it. And you know what? I mean, it's sort of they figure the judges know who to vote for because Kenny, of course, is Al Heyman's right guy. Sir Kenny stands in the center of the ring there, and he stands in the corner of the guys who are supposed to win. So when it comes to the benefit of the doubt, these guys always get it, and it never goes against them. Coincidence? No, it's not. So straight up, there's some corruption in that ring, and of course, I'm talking about PBC. I'm not a big BBC fan, but when you got this guy in the ring, sort of like when Don King used to stand in guys' corners. I mean, a lot of times they got the benefit of the doubt. Unfortunately, it happens in boxing. March the 12th, coming to some from Down Under, of course, Keith Thurman. At one point in time, he was more famous for smoking weed in the woods and listening to the sound of the forest than he was for boxing. But the bottom line is he's taking on a guy named Brock Jarvis that's going down there in Australia. Of course, March 13th, Kenji Sorraro taking on Sergey Yuki. That's going to go down for the WBC and WBA 112-pound titles. That's going to go down in Japan. Of course, ESPN Plus going March 14th with Eric Bazanian versus Stephen Butler at super middleweight. March 15th, one of my favorite guys on the zone, Nick Ball. Nick Ball's got, listen, I think he's a featherweight, WBA featherweight. One time he got shafted at a 130-pound title fight with a WBC champion that was a Mexican. Coincidence? No, it wasn't. Anyway, he's taking on TJ Dahoney, and I'm hoping that Nick Ball wins because Nick Ball's really entertaining. He doesn't punch all that well, but the bottom line is he's been robbed a couple times. We wish him the very best luck. Now, March 22nd, the freak of all freaks, Sebastian Vidora, 6'5". He should be looking at a rematch with Tim Zhu. Why? Because when he fought Tim Zhu last March, he elbowed Zhu in the second round, causing a cut on the top of Zhu's head, which was unstoppable by any cut man. The blood mass was akin to professional wrestling with blood running down his face for the entire fight. Of course, the fight wasn't stopped. Tim Zhu never won a round after that. Basically, the fight was over. And of course, the corner didn't stop the fight when they could have. The referee didn't stop the fight, nor did the doctor. All three entities failed Tim Zhu that day. Of course, Tim Zhu was also failed in the rematch when they put him into a fight with a guy that could fight, and he got lit up like the White House Christmas tree. But Sebastian Vidora, 6'5", 154 pounds, really a freaky dude. I can't say much more than that. Of course, he doesn't take a punch all that well. But then again, you know, he's been hit a lot. But if you hit him flush on his chin, he's going to go. Of course, that's what happened to him in that one loss. But the bottom line is he is 6'5", and he's favored over Chodell Booker. I've never heard of her before. WBC and WBO, 154-pound titles. March 22nd, George Kambosos comes back. Not my favorite guy. Former WBA, I take that back, former lightweight champion. Of course, he beats Teofimo Lopez in a big upset, but he's taking on a guy by the name of Dodd Yordan. That's going to go down March 22nd, of course, Down Under, and they will be fighting at 140 pounds. Now, March 29th, a rematch. Big fight the first time around, no doubt about that. Not a big fight. I'm not the biggest fan of women's boxing, but these ladies put it on. I'm talking about Mikaela Meyer and Sandy Ryan for the WBO female welterweight title. It was a main event last time. People questioned that. Socrates Palmer was one of them. Of course, it came through and was a solid event, no doubt about that. That is the main event, ESPN, March 29th. And, of course, Brian Norman Jr. is taking on Derek Cuevas for a battle of the WBO 147-pound title. Good fighter going the 29th of March on the zone. Talk about William Zepeda taking on Tevin Farmer. I would favor Zepeda in that, but then Tevin Farmer can fight as well. A guy that can't fight, April the 5th. former U.S. Olympian. Did he win a gold medal or bronze? He won some type of medal. I think bottom line is Richard Torres Jr. couldn't lick a staff if you wet his tongue. In fact, if they put him in the ring with Daniel, and Daniel's never boxed before, I give Daniel a chance of beating him. I kid you not. I'm sorry, but that's how I just don't have a whole lot of hope in Richard Torres Jr. I think they got it in the right way. And according to Tommy D, of course, Sir Thomas Dillon with the Sunday Shot Caller on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If you didn't know, this is a Saturday edition of Ring Talk. The Sunday edition comes to us at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 8 o'clock in Honolulu, Hawaii, and of course, 2 p.m. Eastern time live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forest Network. I keep going and going, but the bottom line is, of course, Ring Talk Sunday is a two-hour show, and we will go into depth on the death and the passing of Mrs. Larry Merchant. I'm talking about Patricia Stitch Merchant, who passed a fortnight ago after a long illness. That was the retired HBO Godfather's wife. Of course, I called her the Godmama. So Richard Torres versus Guido Vianello. And, of course, people think that Vianello's got a good shot at knocking the former U.S. Olympian out. So we'll see what happens at ESPN Plus April the 5th. April the 5th, also on ESPN Plus. I can, man. They got two names here. Janet Beck. Ala McLooney taking on Annual Nigamasi. It's the best way I can do it. Of course, April the 12th, the guy that I have no respect for, none whatsoever, because I think he's ducked everybody he could. Talking about Jerry Nannis, the guy that's supposed to be the tough guy of Philadelphia or St. Louis, where the hell is the city of brotherly love? Bottom line is taking on Elementus Stannis, of course, the IBF and welterweight title, IBF and WBA welterweight titles. Now, I do want to talk a little bit. Maybe I should spend the time now. I think I will. Tomorrow, but I'm going to go into this in depth. Take that back. We'll skip the merchant death, and then we'll go to history, and we'll go back to the merchant death tomorrow. Now, according to my man, of course, Frank 1960, he won the House Historian via the Twitch.tv Sports Byline USA channel, of course, on the chat. He said Lou Duva died March 8th, 2017, age of 94 in Paterson, New Jersey. He was a good guy. I think he was far overrated as far as his influence in boxing. It was his son that I mentioned a little bit earlier, Dan Duva. If it wasn't for Dan Duva, Lou Duva would be training four-round guys, and that would have been about it. Bottom line is, he was a good guy to be around. Moody, temperamental, but Lou, for the most part, was a good guy and a credit for the sport of boxing. Died on this March 8th, 2017. March 8th, 2003, Corey Sanders stops Vladimir Klitschko on round 2 of 12. Was it Vladimir or was it Vitaly? Wasn't it Vitaly Klitschko that stopped Corey Sanders? Corey Sanders stopped Vitaly? Anyway, bottom line is, I think he's right. I never questioned a house historian. In round 2 of 12 for the WBO heavyweight title. But I thought I was at that one in L.A., at the L.A. Forum or something like that. Anyway, heavyweight boxer, Corey Sanders, born on this day, in May 7th, 1975. Tony Lopez winning. I was there. Tony Lopez was winner in 12 rounds over Rocky Lockridge. That was a rematch, of course, up there at the Arco Arena in Sacramento, California, defending the IBF super featherweight title. It was a sold-out house. Anytime Tony fought up there, it was a house that Tony built, no doubt about that. March 6, 1988, Iran Barkley stops the Silk. Michael the Silk Elijah in the fifth round of a scheduled 10-round middleweight bout. Of course, the Silk was a very good fighter. I think his original people are from Jamaica, I believe. But the bottom line is he could fight a little bit, but he didn't punch too well. And, of course, Iran Barkley was a mean dude. Don't know about that. I remember when Iran Barkley fought Darren Van Horn for the IBF super middleweight title. When he walked into the ring, I can see that he was walking. He wasn't walking on the ground. His feet were his feet were off the canvas. I kid you not. And then he stopped Darren Van Horn like in the blink of an eye, but man, that was like, whoa. And I was trying to get bets down, folks. I was trying to get bets down the last minute. I was watching this on TV, and I'm calling my buddies going, hey, we, because they were all betting Van Horn early, all right, and they all wanted to bet Van Horn until they saw Barkley walking in the ring today, and Barkley looked like he was on air, like he was walking on air. Speaking of Iron Barkley, he is the king of the New York City buffet. Anytime you throw a buffet or a party in New York City related to boxing, Iran Barkley were there. Of course, Iran Barkley and Roberto Duran hooking it up back in, was it 1989, of course, for the WBC middleweight title, of course, Barkley losing in 12 rounds and Duran knocking him down in the 11th round with a five-punch combination, probably the greatest combination that Roberto Duran has ever thrown. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, March 8th, 2025, celebrating Ali Frazier, March 8th, 1971. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't want to spend it on my own.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I've raised 10 kids, and there's always one child who can take a joke and another who can't. Muhammad could say something and just tick Frazier off, and Muhammad would be smiling about it.
It was like voices coming in his head. And I couldn't tell you who he's coming from, because I don't know. But therefore, if you ain't got something right to say to me, then you better keep me quiet.
Smoking Joe Frazier, of course, that was in his later years, and he was a nice guy to me. He was another guy with a split personality. Of course, Joe, when Joe drank, things went crazy. Of course, he drank that night when Von Bean fought Evander Holyfield. That was where in Atlanta, Georgia. Of course, I went into the dressing room, and I smelled all this booze. I was freaking out because, I mean, it was like my uncle booze. I mean, like a lot of liquor in the room. Who was all this liquor at, right? I mean, and it was Butch Lewis, a promoter. He was drunk. Joe Frazier was drunk. And, of course, Von Bean, being the heavyweight flake that he was warming up. But the bottom line is, man, that was bad news. And, of course, at the end of the day, Joe Frazier, of course, got his statue in Philadelphia, which he deserved. Of course, I think Rocky Balboa, the statue of Rocky Balboa, was there before him. But the bottom line is, Smoking Joe Frazier was a hero to a lot of people. He was a working man's fighter. Of course, he happened to go against Muhammad Ali, who was like the most popular guy in the history of the planet at one point in time. Of course, popular. Ali was like hated and loved. He was the most hated athlete and the most loved athlete. I mean, that's just the way it was with Muhammad Ali. Either you loved him or you hated him. It was right down the middle. Nobody really stood in the middle on that one. But the bottom line is, I do miss Ali. And, of course, when I think about the times I was able to spend with him going to Asia and going to South America and things like that, those were just priceless times, absolutely priceless times. And I remember his eyes going big when somebody stole a purse in, was, where were we? were in Argentina, Buenos Aires, Argentina. Somebody stole a purse, and the referee, the 6'5" referee, took off, ran this guy down, brought the purse back, brought the guy back all beat up, and Ali was sitting there like, whoa, you did that? Yeah, yeah. Bottom line is Muhammad Ali was amazing. The most amazing guy I've ever been around in my entire life. He could touch people, folks, without touching them physically. I will leave you with that thought. Muhammad Ali could touch people without touching them physically. Don't forget, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Sunday edition comes at you, of course, Sunday, March the 9th, 2025, at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, 8 o'clock in the 50th Street of Hawaii. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My executive producer is the executive king, the king of sports bile, and the guy that loves the computers around here, Mr. Daniel Ogden. Until next week, till tomorrow, straight up, this has been Ring Talk.